The state superintendent of public instruction is officially a nonpartisan office, but the major political parties definitely have a voice. Incumbent Elizabeth Burmaster was elected to her post 4 years ago and has worked closely with Democratic Governor Jim Doyle. She's overseen programs that reduce class sizes in low-income districts and pushed for more funding for four-year-old kindergarten. She says that especially in light of the budget cuts of 2 years ago, Wisconsin's schools are struggling for funding. She'd like to see the state ease that stress in her second term.
We have school districts choosing between a music program and a math program, or a special education program and world languages. Citizens in the state of Wisconsin expect that their schools are going to prepare their children for the jobs of the 21st century, and that their children are going to be productive, contributing citizens as adults.
Burmaster supports Doyle's plan to boost state spending on schools by $850 million. She also says the state should remove what's known as the qualified economic offer, a salary formula used to break a stalemate in teacher contract negotiations. On the Republican side, Oshkosh Assemblyman Greg Underheim says he'd like to set a new direction for the Department of Public Instruction. Underheim says local taxpayers are overburdened and schools are a big reason. Underheim says that as school's chief, he'd aggressively study districts that perform well with little money.
The current Department of Public Instruction has been unwilling to acknowledge publicly that there are low-spending, high-performing districts. That's because they don't want to acknowledge that spending is not the most important element in producing quality. That's because the DPI has been under the control of WEAC, the teachers' union, for the last quarter of a century.
Underheim says the state should lift its cap on enrollment for the Milwaukee Parental Choice Program that lets low-income families use public funds to send their kids to private schools. Underheim also favors expanding the program to other Wisconsin communities whose public schools are subpar. University of Wisconsin-Whitewater professor Paul Yavara supports that idea too, and he says that if he's elected, scientific research would play a larger role in what kids get taught. Yavara says neuroscience is advanced enough to pinpoint why children learn the way they do. He says he'd use that knowledge as the backbone for teacher training in Wisconsin.
So the teacher would know exactly that this technique that I'm going to use with this child has research history that it works with this particular type of child.
Yavara says education policy has been guided for too long by political thinking instead of hard research. Black Earth shop teacher Todd Stelzel says he'd draw from his 20 years of teaching experience to make his decisions as state superintendent. Like both Underheim and Yavara, he favors some kind of limits on local property taxes, but he also says schools need more money and says the state should consider new sources of revenue, like toll booths or higher hunting and fishing fees for out-of-state residents. Stelzel says he'd also increase vocational education funding.
I still believe agriculture and construction and manufacturing and other businesses are still the backbone of this economy. And we should be investing our money into that area for sure.
Two candidates will emerge from tomorrow's primary. The general election for a state superintendent will be held April 5th. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.